What's wrong?
I put the music in post, so you just go and...
Just go.
Welcome to another f***ed up episode of Triple H presents Bacon Bits.
Yeah,
it's exactly. Where we f***ing take 6 hours to set up. We argue and yell, but we're not yelling. And Adam has a deep voice.
You're yelling.
You are yelling.
You're shouting.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay.
Do you need some Baron's brandy?
Baron's brandy. It'll put air on your schnuts. Fun-filled episode of Triple B Nation presents
Bacon Bits,
where we promote positivity, empowering self-image, and the three B's everyone needs in their lives.
Babes.
Bacon.
And booze.
I'm Sneaky Pete, along with...
Rockstar.
Handy J.
No shots.
Oh, and I'm here for the gangbang?
Nah. He's finally back.
The chief. I'm the
chief. The chief is back.
Whoa. Woo. I thought you died.
Hey, there was rumors that it had happened.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You have proven them wrong.
Yep.
We haven't seen him since 2025, which is now. We're seeing him now.
It was 5/25.
Yeah.
May. Tailgate.
Yeah. That was the last time when we were hanging out with...
What have you been up to?
Working too much.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm working again. It's fantastic.
Yeah?
Great.
I'm working way too much, though.
What are you spending your money on?
Are we 2 minutes in yet?
Not yet.
Yeah, with the intro, yeah, we're in.
OF.
No.
No, he gets money from that.
Yeah. H&B?
Is that Hawkers? Nope, that would be HS.
Hawkers and...
Oh, yeah. Hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know.
Hookers and blow?
I've been saving money.
Oh, okay.
I want to spend it on good stuff maybe next summer.
You know what you should spend it on? Real chili.
I actually did today. I was there today.
Woo!
Was right up Pete's alley.
Yes. So.
You're right up Pete's alley, weren't you?
It's fall, which means it's chili season.
Yes.
With beans.
Definitely with beans.
And if it's real chili, there's also noodles.
Well, it. I know. So
If it's real chili name brand, it's got noodles.
Yes. Real Chili is the name of the restaurant. What they serve is a Cincinnati-style chili-like dish.
Yes.
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 Okay.
So he's okay. Working down at MSOE. I'm going to tell everyone where you're working.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's in the Haunted Science Building, which has stairways that go to nowhere.
That is one of the creepiest places I've ever been.
Yeah, I went to school there. It was awesome.
There's one that I had to go to. It's got a electrical panel. The door opens up. The bottom of the door is about waist high for me. I'm like 6 foot tall. So mm-hmm. The bottom of the door is waist high. So that's pretty high up there. And you have to crawl up in there and get back to this panel that we didn't know it was there. we spent 4 days searching for different panels because we were marking them all down. Jeez. We're demoing some area, I guess.
Got it.
And so we had to shut off a bunch of circuits going through everything. And we couldn't figure out how to turn off this one circuit, which is pretty crucial to take an excavator in there and claw things away.
You don't want to claw away at an electrical panel.
Not even just a live wire going through something. We didn't know how to shut it off. Finally found it after like 4 days. We found it yesterday, which was a Thursday, at maybe noon after spending Tuesday, Wednesday, and then half the day Thursday trying to find this. Found it, and I was like, oh, that's a weird place for it to be. So, still finding a few more. Got a couple more to find, but it's been long days.
It sounds like something out of Ghostbusters. You have like an infrared camera, and you're like looking for the panel.
Yeah, I wonder if that would work, but with how thick some of these walls are, I don't think we'd see it.
No, oh, damn. They're thick.
Yeah, it's been bad.
Thicker than the ladies that Eric likes to talk to at 2:30 in the morning at the bar.
What?
Wow. You just got the dirtiest lick from Home Depot, girl.
She's laughing.
Yeah. She says no.
Yeah, well, you know, her face says something and her mind says something else. So anyway, fall
gotta love
chili
fall.
Season, and they're a block away from where you're working.
Yeah.
Is a restaurant called Real Chili. I believe there's only two locations left, one at MSOE, one at Marquette. And there's an alley that splits that block. And it's called, we called it Pete's Alley, because right up Pete's Alley is Real Chili.
Yeah, it's right by Cathedral Square.
Yep. Yep. We used to do Jazz in the Park. We, one time we found,
By the way, he said Jazz in the Park.
Yeah.
There's an A in there.
You can't be doing that other thing in the park. Can we say that?
No.
Yeah. Jizz?
Can't be jizzing all over the park. That's not good.
Jizz in the park.
So we found a couch on the side of the road, and we decided to carry it three blocks and
for the gang
sit
gang.
On the couch and at Jizz in the Park. There's probably jizz on the couch.
Jeez.
Now looking back, but that was 25 years ago, so is what it is. Productions tell me to calm it
pump
down.
The brakes.
But yes, it is fall and chili season. February, we're hopefully going to have our chili cook-off again.
Yep. That'd be great.
Right?
Up at Kinnicky's?
Yep. Kinnicky's Public House in Richfield, Wisconsin.
Shout out.
Who is one of our sponsors.
Did I lose again last year?
I got to cross that off.
Well, you
actually,
didn't
yours
win.
Is pretty good. I got to cross that off the list.
Yours was at least warm.
It was
so
warm.
That's an improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
You don't know what happened to what this year? Oh, didn't... I thought... Didn't Home Depot girl make your chili this year? Yep.
I plead the fifth.
Wasn't it actually Spitfires that made the chili?
Not this year. That was the first year.
That was the first year?
That was the one that we had here.
Yeah. This will be the third annual.
Annual.
Yeah. Chris Schatz. All right. Back. This was wow.
Chris Schatz. Rest
2006 or 7?
Rest in peace.
Oh, he ain't dead, but
he ain't dead.
He just doesn't come around no more.
Right.
I don't think he is. I hope not.
I doubt it.
He was a cool dude.
He wrote a book.
He did write a book. But anyone could write a book.
Yeah, sorry. What?
You could write a book. Well, someone would have to spell check for you, but.
Just write it for me.
Real Michigan.
Pure Michigan.
It's pure Michigan.
Chapter 1, Lake Michigan, in pure Michigan.
It's pretty wet. It's really wet. Yes.
My name's Jeff.
My name's Jeff.
I don't sound like that.
No. No, not at all.
But, no, so back to what he brought up, annual. We decided to get t-shirts made for this for opening day tailgate. And he picked powder blue, and then he picked like a light yellow so you could really see it. Mm-hmm. And he got like 50 shirts made, and he spelled annual wrong. And it didn't get caught by the t-shirt printing guy.
Which you think
like,
it would?
Oh, he gave us a discount. I'm like, okay. I think I ended up using mine to wash my truck once, threw it out eventually.
I think I still have mine somewhere.
you were there?
I was there.
Oh,
it was spelled annual?
Dude,
how was it spelled? Was it
A U N N
A L
U A L? There was an extra U in there.
We'll call it annual.
Annual.
Yeah.
We gave him so much shit. He was he was fun to work with. Actually, I don't know what he's doing now.
He was the warehouse manager when I was working the warehouse there, and I didn't like it because he would always show up late.
Yeah.
We were supposed to be there at 4 a.m. Mm. Five of us to get there at 4 a.m. to like unload a truck or do ad set or something, and he wouldn't show up until 5:30. Oh, so we were sitting there for like an hour and a half. We were
shitty, pissed. Did you get paid for that time though?
Well, we got paid, but it's still right. we had work to get done before the store opened.
That's true.
There was no way to do that in that amount of time because that was where you had to print off everything or handwrite. I don't even know. Mm. That was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't do it like that.
We don't work at Best Buy anymore. We got grown up jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Well.
Well, I mean, some of us do.
No shots. You have a grown-up job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said some of us still work at Best Buy.
Oh, no, like not on the floor, though. He works in the warehouse.
He still does ad set.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, it's all digital now.
Yeah, it does it for itself.
What?
It's digital. Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Do you have to at least go scan? No, I haven't.
I haven't been to Best Buy in like a year or two.
Corporate just presses a button and everything changes.
Boop.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
How many times are you going to say, what?
Is it like a screen or is it like there's mechanicals behind it?
Yeah. Okay, you know how Quick Trip looks like has all their prices?
Yeah.
That's what we sort of have. Same thing.
Yeah, it looks like a little tiny screen.
Do we need to take a trip to Best Buy?
Yes, I think we do.
Not right
now. I haven't been there in so long. And like the last time I was there, I was literally in and out, got something, gone. Didn't look at anything, didn't see anything going on. And I used to work there, obviously.
Yeah.
That's how I met you.
Yeah. In and out sounds like my last.
It cut out because you mumbled and trailed off. You got to break the gate.
I am breaking the gate. I'm literally having this thing in my fucking mouth.
Yes, but you need to enunciate.
All right, I'll turn you up. That's fine. Keep gulping. Try now.
No, we're good.
All right.
It's for next time.
Anyway, hey.
Bullshit.
One year, 2006 opening day, I think we flipped a car on its side. Not me, but I watched.
Somebody.
Chris Schott's brother do it.
It's probably.
There was more than one person doing it.
There was definitely more than one person doing it. It was a Cubs fan. So, you know, and it wasn't like it was in the parking lot. They tried driving through the median and the car is stuck in the grassy mud. So we put it on its side and then everyone ran to it and peed on it because that's what guys do. And then we pushed it back on its wheels and the mirror was fine. Hmm. Even it went in the mud, and came back out.
Hmm.
So,
but yeah, the mirror was fine.
All the shit that was in the car was on the driver's side.
There was dents all over the doors.
No.
Yes, there was.
They were there before.
There's pictures of that still floating around the interwebs, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. I don't know who did it.
Wasn't that the picture that was screen printed on the shirt?
No, that's the one I wanted screen printed on the shirt. We went with the barrel man instead.
I'm pretty sure we had him on the...
Yeah, I think he did it next... The next year shirt had a car on its side. That might have been it. I'm pretty sure I still have that.
That was back when we had like 50 people show up.
Yeah, we brought our own porta potty too.
Yeah, we did. That's right. Nick Tyker brought it. Tyke. Ran into him opening day this past year.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, that was fun. It's good seeing him.
It was weird. It's like we said his name and then he showed up. Like,
yeah, we willed him into existence.
Did you say it three times?
No, I think so.
That's when bad stuff happens.
Right, yeah.
Well, like a car gets flipped on its side?
Anyway.
Have you ever seen that movie? What is it?
Beetlejuice.
No, not Beetlejuice.
It's not Beetlejuice.
Candyman.
Oh. No, well, Candyman too. But what the thing where all the crazy stuff happens.
Ratatouille.
Like the logs fall off the car and it kills the people and stuff. Final Destination, yes.
Ratatouille?
No, not Ratatouille.
I don't know. He's describing random bullshit.
You know that
I was getting somewhere.
You were getting somewhere, maybe. Hey,
Pete, you know that movie where things happen in the order of the things that are weird?
Oh, yeah. Goonies.
That's it.
Yep.
Back to the Future.
Oh, that's definitely both of those, yeah.
Hey, motherfucker.
Oh, Die Hard.
Die Hard.
That's right. Die Hard.
Christmas movie.
It's beginning.
No, not yet. Although 93.3 is playing Christmas music already.
What?
Yeah.
Awesome. No way.
Oh, it's fall. So fall.
I know what I'm listening to.
What do you like to do in fall?
Happy fall, y'all.
Fall, playoff baseball, hopefully. And obviously this year we have a great shot going on. You know?
Yes, we do.
Let's talk about the Uke thing. All right. So Bob Uecker
passed away in January.
Yes, there's some players that knew at the end of the season last year that he was going, and it was
going to be his final game.
Yep.
I mean, before that moment where he was talking to Christian Yelich and Craig Counsell and all that stuff like that, do you think that he probably knew months before, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think that if he would have said something last season earlier, they would have done better in that season? What year was that? It was 2020.
Well, it was last year.
Last year. 2024.
Math.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
We know you don't math.
2025
I'm
going to
go with no because
one.
If you suck, you suck.
Yeah.
Right. I think the we wouldn't have had the key pieces to make it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this year was built a lot different.
Okay.
They would have had a sense of urgency, but they wouldn't have had the talent.
Yeah.
The depth of talent that's required.
Right. This year's really good.
So far.
We didn't have Big Red back, so now he's pitching phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Woody.
Yep.
And Peralta's.
I mean, he's going to be in the Cy Young talk.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, but our playoff, like our September call-ups, they're going to help out huge. And then our playoff roster, depending on who they go with for the bullpen and the pitching.
We got a lot of guys coming back off the...
Yeah, it's going to be
IR.
Interesting to see who they pull in.
Yeah, fingers crossed. We look pretty healthy right now, too.
Raleigh, fingers crossed.
Yeah, Raleigh, fingers crossed. We look pretty healthy. There's some magic in the air.
There is. Yep.
It's great.
Called Uke magic.
Yeah, it's Uke magic.
It's different this
year. There's no doubt about it. There's definitely Uke magic. There's a lot of good stuff going on. And I think that next month we're going to see how the podcast stuff goes, but we're going to be probably at the ball game a little bit.
Yeah, we are.
Maybe we can figure out how these lapel mics actually work.
Right.
Record a small thing down there just with the phone. And two.
Yeah.
Just audio, not video.
Yeah.
Some of our best times together are at ball games.
Yep.
You know? Hanging out, Scott, Pete, the playoff, Nigel Morgan hitting the,
we were going nuts.
Yeah, that was crazy. The whole stadium was electric. I hope we get that.
When Paul shows up.
The last time we tried doing a mobile podcast at a Brewers game,
Sheila kept walking backwards and stuff.
No, there was a dude pissing on the floor.
Oh yeah, that's right.
While we were recording.
And it went viral. It went viral, and then it got taken down on half the social media platforms.
Yeah.
Wait, a guy was, like, right by the bathroom was, spinning around.
Oh, no, that was opening day, too. That was opening day.
Opening day, two years ago.
I walked out of the bathroom and saw that happening.
Yeah. Yes.
You were taking the video. You're in the video.
Yes.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? Anyways.
Well. That's when we stopped doing videos inside the park.
Right.
Well, let's do it again. Hopefully nobody pisses themselves in the middle of...
We're not monetized, so we don't need permission from the Brewers to do it.
This guy was windmilling.
Hey, when you got to go and it's opening day, you just go.
So you speak from experience? Do you just go like that? No.
Well, no, because I have control.
He's
putting out 10 campfires
circling. This man has control. He's the one who fucking painted the bathroom red and then I had to go in and piss all over the wall because it was the only way to clean it up.
Oh, no.
This guy also has the best bowel control of anybody. Apparently, because apparently he's never shit his pants.
Mm.
Look for a sound effect. There it is. All right.
All that.
Anyway, so fall Brewers playoffs. Excellent. You know, looking forward to it. Looking forward to hanging out with you guys.
I'll be at every playoff game. I already committed to that.
I don't know about that for me, but I would definitely reschedule some work to be there and hang out. So, other than that, just going to the fall, like the pumpkin farm thing. That's kind of fun.
Apple orchards, pumpkin farm.
Yeah, yeah.
The haunted houses.
A corn maze.
Yeah. I'm not a haunted house guy.
I haunted houses are fun.
I strongly dislike them.
Really?
Yes.
We should probably go to one then.
Yeah. We can't bring cameras in there, but we could probably do like...
Audio? If we know how to use the lights.
If they don't know.
How about a GoPro?
I don't think they. I'm pretty sure it says hide it somewhere.
Like Scott wears glasses. Those glasses. Yeah,
I could get some of those Meta glasses.
Yeah, where you just. Yeah,
and then I can return them.
Or if they're cool, keep them.
The Returminator.
I did that with the GoPro and I've used it once.
You gotta bring it out more.
You bought it and returned it? Wait.
No, I kept it.
Oh.
Because I was going to.
Brewers are up 5-2.
Hey, there we go.
Did you score?
Yeah.
I only see 4-2.
That's a jugular run.
That's.
Wait. So, Pete, do you like haunted houses?
Not a fan.
You?
A lot of sensory overload.
I like going to them.
You guys know what the code word is today?
Code word.
Yeah.
Is it code word?
The code word's code word.
If it's a code word, then it doesn't.
I'm staring at you, Kendra. The code word is code word.
We tried to do this nonchalantly, and we just like.
Well, you said, what's the code word? I don't even know what a code word is.
That's usually a word.
It's like a safe word, but
all right.
In this case, it means to go up to the control room and hit the button on the computer.
Oh, yeah.
You said, what's the safe word? It was my idea.
Oh, safe word? Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
The safe word apparently is code word. Pineapple.
Pickles.
Oh, my neighbor, Ryan Finn. Yeah.
Can you imagine pickles?
We got to get him back on this shit, too.
Pickles!
He canned a whole bunch of pickles.
Okay.
Or he canned cucumbers, and they're going to be pickles.
Yeah, that.
Yes.
That.
Did he do different flavors or just like...
Different flavors.
Okay.
We used my great aunt's recipe for the bread and butters, which are phenomenal every year. And he did dill, and he did spicy dill, and yeah.
Oh.
Pickles.
Cool.
So, where are we at?
23, but I think there was some picking around in the beginning.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Heard that. Yeah. That broke the gate.
Yeah, we heard that.
That broke the gate.
That may have broke the gate. I don't know if the audience heard that.
That one hurt.
If that stinks, I'm going to hit you.
That was a close.
Well, it's going to. It's Eric, and it's his ass.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit, guys. Sorry.
Just pop open that Baron's Brandy. Sniff that.
If I say excuse me, it's okay. Excuse me. It's okay.
You can't say it after.
Is that
Baron's Brandy. Helping Eric shit his pants since 2023.
Eh.
When did this come out?
I would have said Baron's Brandy helping us get rid of the smell of Eric's ass since 2024. Oh, yeah.
That's not good, dude. That's not good. What the fuck did you eat?
I don't know.
Yeah, raw sewage? Are you like a little trash panda, a raccoon? I'm doing this podcast under duress.
Oof. Sorry, guys.
Guys or me? Just me. They're way over
hasn't
there.
Hasn't made it over here yet, thank God.
Really hoping it doesn't.
Just let no Pete, you got an arm. You can move.
I'm fine. I'll...
Okay.
Deal with it.
I didn't think it was going to smell because it was loud. Usually when they're loud, they don't smell.
Dude, your farts always smell.
I didn't think it was going to smell. Why? Why?
Because it was loud. The loud ones don't smell.
Why would you ever think that? Your farts, every single one you've ever pooted smells. Ask your girlfriend.
Pooted?
Do his farts stink? Oh, shut up.
See?
That's because she's desensitized in her nose.
Yes,
yeah. The loud ones.
Yes, a refresher. I'm ready for
her. Stop. No,
it's because if she hears it, she runs.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes number two.
This isn't good. This is not good.
All right, so moving right along on the list.
So back to fall shit.
Damn it.
Speaking of shit.
What?
What is
your whatever. Phone broken?
What?
Phone case.
Okay.
All right. Focus. Fall shit.
Sounds like a woodpecker.
What else do you like about fall? Pumpkin spice everything with the basic white girls? Fuck that shit.
No,
he still brings it up. It was 2004 that O'Brien's had spaghetti, but my neighbor cannot let that go. And that's okay because I love it.
Do they still have spaghetti?
I have no clue. I haven't been there in years.
We should probably go on it. Was it Tuesday nights?
Anyways, fall shit.
Fall shit. What do you like, Sneaky?
I like the fact that it's getting colder and sleeping with the window open, and then it's like 40 degrees, and then you get the blanket. It's like, yeah.
Free air conditioning. Yep.
Good sleeping weather.
Yeah. The next 2 months, no power bill goes way down.
Yeah.
Unless you turn the heat on.
Bullshit. No.
No.
No, no.
My heat doesn't go on until December.
Should we see who can last the longest without turning the heat on?
No.
I'll win.
I'd lose because...
I may turn it off just for the season. Fuck it.
It would be between you and me.
Because I have the first lady living with me. And
so, she runs the place?
No, well, she's bigger than I am. She's
the gatekeeper.
He's just the key master.
He's the key master.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I'm living like a hobo, so I keep my heat on.
What?
That too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I pay for the electricity, but I also like to keep her happy. So if it's too cold.
Good point.
But isn't heat gas technically?
Yeah, but it's the same company that controls both.
Mm-hmm. Wienergies.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Yeah, they're not nice.
Why?
They charge too much, and No Shots has Let's a story, ask I'm No sure. Shots.
Well, they're
No. That's episode two.
They're a monopoly in Wisconsin. It's like, they control everything.
It's a government-supported monopoly.
Yeah.
Technically, it's called an oligopoly, but it is a monopoly, yes.
And what? When they fuck your shit up, they don't pay
you'd
for anything.
You would be the fucking thimble, wouldn't you?
What? Look it up. Google it.
No,
I'm good. I don't want to.
I don't care.
I'll just believe you. Control the monopoly. It is. It's a real thing.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Don't care. Really don't. I don't care what it's called. It's a pain in the ass.
Yes.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to drink today, so no burps from Pete.
Would you like a hot dog?
No, I can't drink beer right now.
Okay. I'm not supposed to.
If anything, it would be like a diet Sprite or a Sprite Zero, but here we are.
We don't have any of them.
No. Nope, we don't.
I have the Baron's Brandy.
Oh, jeez.
Pull the phone out. I thought of one.
Right. Can we?
No, we'll do it right in the middle.
Doing the break.
I don't know if we're ever going to get to our fall stuff. So.
Oh, well, what do you do for fall?
Yeah, hold on. Let me just put the camera on you guys.
Oh, okay, ahead. Cool.
Baron's Brandy.
Hey.
Tell your mom I say hi.
Jesus. I like Halloween. That's my big thing. I like decorating. I like watching all the scary movies.
He's
carving pumpkins.
Yeah, Halloween. There's that. I've done the last couple of years, that Face of Horror.
And I think I saw that pop up on my
every year. I see that.
I just did it again this year.
You never win.
No, but I've made it pretty far.
Last year,
I was in
like the semis or
yeah, like the second last round or whatever. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I mean, I'm not that scary looking. Okay, good. Nobody disagreed. but it's, you know, people like go not doll themselves up, but they
like a cosplay sort of
thing. They go all out.
Just take, like last year, I think I took my teeth out because I got hit in the face and lost one of my teeth. So I took those out and just went, and I did
see
that
the other guy.
Yeah. But that got me pretty far. I think it was last year, 2 years ago. So I don't know. This year, I just took a picture of me at work, and
you look sort of normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now, so the last 2 years it was Face of Horror. Now it's Face of Halloween.
Moving the camera. Okay. We'll talk too.
Okay.
Because now it's Face of Halloween, and you can meet Jamie Lee Curtis, Matthew Lillard.
Oh, that's cool.
And Kane Hodder. I'm like, and win $13,000.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's not bad.
What?
Are you going to win?
He's going to try. I'm aiming for it, but you know, I need people to vote for me. You need to have the Facebook.
I already told Handy J, I'm not doing this shit.
Okay, fine.
But I'm going to, you know what? I'll do it because you're talking about it.
You don't have to. I'm not pressuring anybody to do it.
Why? If you lose by one vote, I could have made the difference.
That's true.
Yeah. You can vote every day. Every 24 hours, you can vote. It's free on Facebook for one vote. So if you do it and I win, I buy a round of real chili.
Ooh.
I'm voting. The
incentive is in.
Oh, is this it?
Brewers won.
Yep, Brewers won. Yay.
The end. Uribe? Yeah.
Yep. Gotcha.
He's been doing pretty good lately, man.
He's had a great season.
All right, what fall shit do you like to do there, Chief? Besides the Face of Horror, obviously. Oh.
I like to take cool walks on a crisp evening.
With that's weird, but okay.
Sure.
Cool whips, cool walks.
Cool whip.
Cool whip. No, I used to like hunting all the time, but I haven't done that in a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Now I like to drink outside.
Hmm.
I wish we had a nice deck to drink out on.
Mm.
We don't have it at our current place, but maybe next year.
You could come sit on my deck. I got a great deck.
Here we go.
We're not doing unsolicited deck picks.
I'm going to decorate it for the fall.
You're going to decorate your deck for...
How are you going to decorate it? There's like no railing. It's just literally a wood floating platform in your yard.
I can put some pumpkins on there. I can put some of the little lighted things. On top of there.
Couple pumpkins.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, nothing crazy.
Maybe a light up, you know, like ghoulish guy.
Yeah. Mm. You got to make sure your deck is prepared if Adam's going to sit on it.
Oh, it's prepared. You know,
okay. I just want to make sure.
Lube. That,
you know.
Wait, no, wait, what?
No, whoa. No. It's not that big.
No.
I won't even know I'm sitting on it, will I?
You no. may feel a slight discomfort.
Yeah. It,
I got four chairs on my deck.
Yeah. Some of the boards curve a little.
Why do you have four chairs?
So I can have four friends.
Four chairs, no doors.
Where do you sit then?
I just stand.
Oh. All right. So no shots. You got something you like to do in fall?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to take deck pics.
He's got a great camera for some good deck pics.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, we're shooting on it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I got some stuff. I like fall driving.
Sure.
In general, just because you get the... It's like if you take a trip up north, right? You get the start of fall, and then sometimes you can drive through all the seasons, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's a color change and all that shit.
Color change with the leaves.
Yeah.
You driving your General Lee up there or what?
jump you know, some broken bridges?
You know who's got a General Lee? Justin Nunley.
Oh.
Does he really?
He's got it. Well, it's a new... It's
yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's got one. It's pretty badass.
Oh, it's like a new Challenger?
Yeah.
Nice.
And he's got the horn in there and everything.
It doesn't surprise me, actually.
Yeah. He also started a podcast.
Of course he did.
It's called White Trash with Money.
I was going to guess deck picks, but whatever.
No. But at some point, it'd be cool to get Justin on here.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So,
don't we need like 10 grand? Deck picks?
I don't know. We're gonna try to network it so we don't need that.
Perfect.
Because right now, our budget is about minus $20.
Probably
we'll buy the drinks if you come on our podcast.
It's better than minus 40.
That's true. This from the Kenny Rogers over here, the gambler.
All right. On that note,
you got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. Know when to run.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of Seinfeld. Kenny Rogers roaster.
I was just thinking of Mr. Rogers.
That's different. That's totally Fred.
Who are the people in your neighborhood?
Kenny Rogers.
Every time I hear that song, I think, well, my country band that I play bass in, we play this song, so every time you sing it, I'm like envisioning the key change. You got to know. Like different, whatever, yeah. I didn't do a key change. I just sang it differently. But,
oh, you guys remember Jared from Wisco Dive Bar Reviews?
Yep. Yes.
On the 6th, he hit up his 1,000th bar.
No shit.
Yeah. That's a lot of bars in 3.5 years.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy.
So... We'll get him on again. He's a recurring character.
I loved him. He was so fun.
Yeah.
I missed that.
We got a lot of people that want to come back.
So truth be told,
everybody likes a good comeback
truth
story.
Truth be told,
today's we're recording on the 5th, and tomorrow is 25th. You fuckers! I know what you're talking about.
Shit! I missed the joke.
Nah, it's the comeback. Well, making a comeback.
Oh, I got it. I'll insert the clip. That one, yeah.
Kim Kardashian, well.
Nope, you don't need to say it.
Pretty sure she's got to watch it.
Everyone loves a good comeback story, right? Seabiscuit, the Mighty Ducks, Robert Downey Jr., who
Rocky.
Else?
Rocky.
Yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Kim, well.
Well, in the video, she gets come on her back, I think.
I don't think you know what you're talking about.
You're going to have to watch it then.
I am going to have to. Yes.
That's great. That's funny. He's going to be a recurring character. Jeremy Littell wants to come down here and do an in-person one at
another
the
great guy, too.
Yeah.
Man.
Right. He just broke ground.
He's pretty kick-ass.
He just broke ground for a retail location.
I heard that.
In Goodview, in Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah.
So that's kind of a big deal because that's something he's been fighting for years.
Oh, I can only imagine the amount of shit you got to go through.
It's but a lot.
Good for him, man. Good for him.
Yeah.
He's... Jeremy, we're rooting for you. We're proud. We're going there. We're going to visit, right?
Yep.
We'll shoot a podcast there.
Definitely going to visit.
We'll just visit.
I'll bring lapel mics, and then it'll just sit in the archives.
He'll bring Jeremy lapel
right next
mics.
To the Ark of the Covenant.
I'm going to get it full of beef jerky.
Yeah.
Probably one of my favorite things in life.
You. Quiet talker.
Yeah. All right.
Let's wrap this one up.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of people that want to come on to this podcast.
Hi, Michelle.
Right? The only thing preventing it is our scheduling.
Okay. We can talk about this now.
Yeah, figure that later. All right. This has been another... Are we ready to wrap?
Yeah, we can wrap it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like 40 minutes.
That's a good cut.
Great cut. This has been another fun-filled episode of Triple B Nation Presents...
Bacon Bits.
Look at me. I'm Sneaky Pete along with...
Rockstar.
Andy J.
The Chief.
No shot. Did you forget?
Did you forget your name?
Yeah, kind of.
He hasn't been here for like 3 months.
Also, a big shout out to our sponsor, L&D Trucking out of McGuanago, Wisconsin. That's our friend Fox Guy.
McGuanago.
To where you want to go.
Hi, Fox Guy.
Hi, Fox Guy. We'll catch you on the next one. Stay fresh, cheese bags.
See ya. Bringing back an old one.